Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We have a lot of news for a Monday. It's been rather quiet all of a sudden, but this day, I guess one could say, the news kind of exploded all over the place. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Polishing my binoculars.
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, there's a lot going on. Before we got going here a little bit, I wanted to read something to you. It's a condensation. A lot of people don't realize we've all heard about the Communist Manifesto, and I read that on other programs. But excuse me, there is one called the Rothschild Manifesto, and of course, if you go into Psalm 2. It tells you who their perpetrators are, the rich men of the earth, the big international corporations, our rulers and authorities, according to Psalm 2, are all in this together. It's a gigantic conspiracy. In fact, so gigantic, most people cannot believe that it could even exist. And so they disregard the news while all of the things they talk about are being implemented right under their noses and under their feet. And it's just too bad people can't get out of their mindset and expand their view a little bit. But anyway, Rothschild Manifesto. Number one, law is force in disguise. Use the law. Political freedom is an idea. It's not a fact. Use liberalism to obtain control via gradualism. What's going on right now? We have the liberals, and they are and have been actually in control for quite some time. Very, very powerful. Governments are destroyed by either external war or internal liberalism and corruption means. We must get control over all government economies. There's your Fed and your central banking system. The end always justifies the means. That's the communist motto. In fact, you'll even see it on some of the so-called gates or arches that are built. They will say right on it, the end justifies the means. Force and might equals right. There are no absolute moral or ethical codes. We have the right to reconstruct all existing institutions. So what are they doing when they're pulling down the statues and getting rid of, for example, the Confederate flag, all of this stuff? They're rewriting history. They're reconstructing it. We will become the supreme lords over all the people. That's in progress right now. We'll get into that with Larry because of this. What's coming up, the caravan. Actually, it's not a caravan. It is a military force disguised as a caravan. And this is part of biblical prophecy against the United States of America. Now, most people refuse to believe that America's Babylon the Great, but it doesn't matter whether people believe it or not. It simply is. It is the fact, and God told us that over and over again. He even laid down so many parameters that you could not mistake who it is. So we have a lot of fake preachers, teachers, prophetic scholars out there who are telling you America's not even in Bible prophecy, let alone Babylon the Great. Well, they're lying, and they're deceived, and they're deceiving others, or they are deliberately telling you something they know is totally false. because they are part of this overall New World Order program. They said they were going to infiltrate the churches, infiltrate the pulpits, and slowly convert Christianity into a lying thing, which is exactly what it is now. There's no salvation in the salvation doctrine of modern Christianity. It doesn't exist. Okay, the power of money must remain hidden and secret until we are in such a position of power, no one can stop our plans. We're right there. Now, whether Trump is going to be successful or whether he's part of it, all remains to be seen. I'm very, very suspicious of Donald Trump. Okay. Number 11, we must use alcohol, drugs, sex, pornography, all vices, and all moral corruption to destroy the youth of all nations, not just America, but all nations. I'd have to say we're probably there. We have the right to seize any and all property by whatever means if it brings the people under our control. That is part of the UN Agenda 21. No private property is allowed. American people are sitting back while the UN develops Agenda 21. Now it's Agenda 30 and /50. People ought to read what they have written right out there blatantly. They intend to take all your property. You cannot have property under the United Nations. This is a United Nations coup, by the way. Larry, I'll get into that as to who's behind what is going on. It's amazing the stupidity of the American people. It really is. Maybe that's why it's in the Bible codes. I don't know, but there's a reason for it. Okay, so we will use the terms liberty, equality, and fraternity, which will set up a new aristocracy. Let's see. The qualifications for this will be wealth, which by then we will control. Wars will be instigated and directed so that we finance and control both sides, placing all parties further into our debt. What's our national debt now, Larry? $21 trillion or something, I think? It's amazing. Anyway, candidates for public office will be selected and groomed, servile and obedient, and if they're not, they release the information they have on them. We will control all major outlets of media, which they now do. Financial panics and controlled depressions will bring about a new world order. Rothschild Manifesto. The globalists, the international banking cartels, the ones who actually own the Federal Reserve, et cetera, et cetera. So there you go. And people don't want to believe it. I guess that's their right. You can believe whatever you want. However, I would advise people to really, smarten up. We are in for a siege. Okay, Larry, what do you think about that whole thing?
That's very interesting. I didn't know there was a Rothschild Manifesto, but you just clearly read it right there, and it appears that we were in the final stages of all of this when this sudden, illusion that Hillary was not going to be the queen, I suppose, shocked everyone. This is interesting. This is really interesting where we are.
Yeah, and it's unfortunately going to get very, very nasty. You emailed me a lady's vision or dream, and I guess you'd have to almost call us the way she remembers it, because a vision is usually different than a dream. A vision is much more vivid. You remember it much easier. But anyway, I don't think she claims it is necessarily from the Lord, but she thinks it is. She saw it in three dreams in a row. Break in anywhere you want here, Larry. This is so interesting. And she talks about Israel. And this is the key thing that makes me really believe this. Israel is the key for everything. And that's absolutely right. Israel is the key to the entire thing of what's going on in the last days. Anyway, number one, there are three waves of attacks or skirmishes. Tensions will be building up. And by the way, this is all part of Albert Pike's Third World War conspiracy. He said that there would be tension building between Israel and the Arabs, and eventually it erupts into world war. Okay, tensions will be building up with Israel more than average. There will be minor skirmishes and attacks on her border going on right now, but Israel will brush them back. It's not a big attack, more like a testing. I believe this first attack wave was when the Palestinians recently rushed the border and lit tire fires and protests, but it was not a real attack. It was more of a test to see what Israel's going to do about it, I think. Israel will find out about something really dangerous in an enemy country north or nauseous of them. So that would probably be what? Turkey? Syria? Iran? Somewhere in there? Yeah, could be. Anyway, she says, I assumed it would be Iran or Syria, but I don't really know. Only that what Israel finds out shocks her at how much danger they are in at the moment, at that moment. I think this is what Bibi is now talking about with proving Iran nuke site stuff. Number three, a second wave of minor attacks and skirmishes will come at Israel again, a bit larger than the first. Now, this last thing on the Gaza Strip, this was bigger, wasn't it, Larry, than the other ones?
Well, it was. It was about 10,000 Palestinians attacked the border. Plus, remember, they fired those advanced missiles that Israel was not sure Hamas even had.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is coming true right before our very eyes. Okay, then she says Israel will brush them off again. I believe this is happening now with the repeated brutal attacks on the border fence and fire balloons. In my dream, watching the beginning of the second round of attacks, I had a strong feeling we should be getting things ready for taking cover, like checking our preps, filling holes, checking lists. The sense I got was stop watching the theater around us and go do what you need to do. Yeah, well, kind of Larry and I have been telling all you folks out there, if you haven't prepped, you're going to wish with all your heart, mind, and soul that you had. This is going to come suddenly and with no warning over here, according to the Bible. Israel watches as a third wave is building up to attack her. This third wave is much larger and more serious. Israel knows that this will be a real deal. Greater forces will attack her to take her out for good. I saw many more groups of people coming to attack her. Not sure if that was just terrorist groups or armies or actual nations. I think this may be also happening now with Hezbollah, ISIS, Hamas, on Lebanon and Syria borders areas. I think they are massing troops and equipment for a set date. In the dream watching this, I had a very strong sense of we need to get out of here and do safety because things are about to get real and very dangerous. Israel will try to get the world's attention about Iran nuke sites and the enemy building up troops towards them. But they will do nothing but talk and act as though Israel is exaggerating or something. At some point, while the third wave attack is preparing or has maybe already started, Israel will take matters into her own hands and do a preemptive strike, bombing sites in that the country northest of her, more than one location will be hit by the Israelis. This preemptive attack will take the world by surprise and piss everyone off, she says. There will be a great rage and a hatred towards Israel. Well, we already have that, don't we, Larry? I mean, nobody loves Israel anymore.
That's right.
Wow.
Absolutely.
And Israel is horrified to learn a site that they bombed, they did not have enough good intel on it, and had some hidden bunkers underground. Bombing it destroyed it, but it released gas or virus or radiation, not sure what. But this gas release spread on the wind to a couple of villages around the site, and civilians died, and of course Israel is blamed. There is a great anger coming out of D.C. towards Israel for messing up their plans. I assume this was Obama, but have read Donald Trump has an explosive temper. Number six, Israel beats off third wave of attackers, or the bombing shocks the attackers, and they retreat. Not sure which, but Israel survives. The strike by Israel shocks the global markets, and they start to crash all over. It is a nightmare. There is no stopping it. While all the world's leaders and the UN absolutely knew that the global markets were fake, of course they are, and crumbling, and they were hiding the truth from the citizens to protect the banks and themselves, they were trying to keep the game alive as long as possible for a planned, softer economic crash. This act by Israel spooks the world's market, and people start to panic, and all markets start to crash. It cannot be stopped or contained. It's an economic bloodbath everywhere. Number seven, the shock and global crashing sets off chaos like a free-for-all. Nations and groups go after their enemies, wars, civil uprisings, riots, hyperinflation as paper money crashes, which brings food problems, things skyrocket, and shortages. This Israel event, now this is interesting because of the bots. Remember what the bots said, Israel, Larry, about Israel?
Yeah. Yeah, the Israeli mistake, I think, isn't it?
Yes. Yep. And they never knew when it was going to be, but they said Israel made a bad mistake, and it backfired on them. This Israel event, she calls it, is a domino that starts all others falling. There will be no going back, no fixing of things. Normal as we know it is gone forever. I don't know, she says, if this starts World War III or tribulation or whatever. All I know is that it was very clear that when I see this series of events, the Israel preemptive strike, and I'm wondering if she's not talking about Damascus as well, maybe, on that, but we'll have to wait and see, I guess. The hatred and rage and the markets crashing, this is the last warning we have to get what we need ASAP. When you see this happen, you will know it has begun. That is what I was told at the end of each of these three dreams. As you start up a new dream, number two and number three, I asked, do you remember what we told you? And I would reply yes and repeat the first line. When I see these things happen, I will know it has begun. This is the message that I believe God was telling me. Prepare for something worse than the Great Depression. Get your money out of the banks. Fill your gas cans, propane tanks. Hit your grocery stores for items you need, medicines. The banks will be in trouble. Start closing or limiting funds. Gas and food and other items will start to skyrocket. I do not know if the full crash will be overnight or a couple of days or a couple of weeks, as the nations desperately try to regain control. They won't. The sense was the fall is quick and catches most folks totally unaware, because government and bankers will be reassuring them all is well when it is not. She said, try to get off out of debt if you can, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, that's the story, she says. So, it's going to get really, really, there's a lot more to it, but that's the essence of it. I think that's probably a very valid vision. What do you think, Larry? I mean, you never know, but...
Yeah, it's really interesting, and it seems to be fitting with events that are occurring right now. One of the things I kind of noticed was the wording there. You know, she said that she was told it has begun. That's exactly the same words that was given to Stan Dale in his experience of when he saw the, I believe it was falling, whether it was meteorites or whatever, I believe it was over California or something on the West Coast. That was the word he was told, too. It has begun. Now, whether that was the tribulation beginning or whether that was something else, we don't know. But he was. I find it interesting, the same word, hers and Stan Dale's.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we got another one here, and I want to get into this one. Word from Brother Bob concerning the planned takedown of the United States by flooding the border with immigrants. Larry and I are going to definitely get into this here. But the father spoke again, he says, watch the changing weather patterns. And by the way, this hurricane, what is it, Larry? What's the name of it?
Willa.
Willa. Your wife did some research on the name, Willa. It means determined protector. So I don't know who it's protecting. But anyway, watch the changing weather patterns and the tracking thereof as these impact the caravan. Now, Willer grew from virtually nothing to a Category 5, fastest, I think, on record so far. That's how rapid it was, which makes you wonder exactly what's going on. Weather patterns will affect the advancing immigrant cavern, unruly mob, that are demanding illegal entrance into the United States of America. I'm going to go further than that. This is a fifth column operation. Pictures of those and people who are embedded in that mob. Most of them are military age men, people. This is an invasion. This is a fifth column operation. Just exactly as the Bible has told us. Jeremiah told us that the Lord himself was going to fill the United States with a fifth column military operation that were going to rise up and take us down at the appointed time. Now, I know a lot of people just don't want to hear that God might destroy the United States, but believe me, he's going to. Now, I don't know whether Donald Trump is a delay from that. It appears like he is, and hopefully can delay it a little bit longer. But there is no pleasant end for those people who think that America is going to be made great again. It is simply not in the scriptures anywhere. Her destruction is almost total and complete. And one of the big reasons for it is apostasy, of the rejection of Jesus Christ. And even the Christians who have not rejected Jesus Christ, have totally rejected his words. And they don't, they're not even there anymore. I've been doing a series of blogs on both of my blog sites, Lightgate.blogger and Night Shadows Radio, proving conclusively that the words of Jesus Christ have been totally redacted. They don't exist anymore. Yeah, it's deadly, deadly stuff. Anyway, they consider, getting back to Brother Bob, they consider this as their legal human right to escape poverty, oppression from their own governments, violence. Oh, so they're going to come up here and destroy America. Why don't they rise up and get rid of their leaders in their own countries? People should start wondering about that. They don't have any legal human right to come up here and destroy America. And by the way, it's a 1,600-mile march from where they entered Mexico to wherever they're going. And it's not even terrain either. Anybody that's flown over Mexico knows what Mexico is like. There's no way they can go over that in the time that we're being shown. I would like to see somebody walk 1,600 miles. Most people would collapse before they got past maybe 25 or 30. That's a long, long way to walk. Anyway, then getting back here, just for your information, they're not only being given money, these people are being given transportation as well. They're not walking this distance. These people are, the photographs you're being shown are undoubtedly real, but they're staged. And anyway, America thus bring the country they love to hate and desperately desire to change into their own cultures and images of what freedom means to them. They will declare the hell with America and the Americans. We are coming. You cannot stop us. Therefore, watch the weather, Brother Bob says. It will be used with the cry to save us from disaster. We have a humanitarian heart and do the right thing and have mercy upon us. Think of our women and our children. And they will use the United Nations as their trump card to demonstrate and show the world how heartless and how awful, terrible America is and the American people really are. If this is not stopped, America will be at civil war within the United States before Christmas. All of this is being timed for the midterm elections as the October surprise. It's being funded by the socialists, leftist communists, backed by the black shirts of Antifa. Our beloved America is at her Rubicon, and the history will judge America as ruled by a United States Constitution, or it will be ruled by an unruly mob and pernicious authorities. Here's the problem, Larry. Most of our leaders, even down to the small towns, evidently have become socialists, and now they're beginning to show their true colors. I don't see how Trump can actually stop this without huge ramifications. What do you think?
Oh, I'm sure that's probably true. Now, whether he'll try to stop it, I think that he will. But of course, you know him. He'll take on the ramifications. But I would say this. If we just see these people just move right on through the border without being stopped, we can consider this nation toast, because it'll never end until it's over. And we either have a border or we don't even have a country. And maybe we're about to be made aware of that by circumstances.
Yeah, I think so. And we either, like you just said, we either have a border and we have a country and we have a constitution or we don't. And if we allow these, well, like I said before, the universities are filled with communist professors. And what is graduating out of those colleges, universities, high schools are now communists. They don't even know they're communists, but that's what they are. They're socialists. Very, very few of them are waking up to the point. All you got to do is look at Tucker Carlson when he interviews some of these people on college campuses. They are rank communists. They're snowflakes. They're bleeding heart liberals. Not a good idea. Anyway, back to him, Brother Bob. I previously mentioned false flag IED attack may also very well be detonated among this horde heading towards America's southern border. If so, the insanity of the progressive left communists, I wish they would word it what it is, will be, or it will become, unstoppable. It will mean all-out civil war. Thousands killed, wounded, maimed before 31 December. May God Almighty have and show great mercy upon our beloved homeland of America. And, of course, Russia, China, North Korea, and Muslim nations are waiting with bated breath, waiting to pounce upon the great Satan and her hatred rivalries. Well, of course, Israel is the little Satan. So here we go. What do you got from Hal Turner, Larry? Bring us up to date.
Well, it's you know, he's got, of course, the his headlines today started out this morning with the three big earthquakes off of the Canadian West Coast, Vancouver Island, and then also he has put up some warnings about this caravan situation. He did post one that I'm not able to verify, so I put it up unconfirmed. This is what he says from his information. He says, President orders military deployment to the southern border. Says minutes ago, President Donald Trump signed deployment orders for the 82nd Airborne Division of the U.S. Army, instructing them to deploy from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, to the U.S. southern border at Mexico. And additionally, I'm not sure if that's 101st or 1st. I believe it's 101st Armored Division of the U.S. Army at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, is on 72-hour ready to ship armor to the southern border. And, you know, so that's what we've got. We're beginning to see information coming out. Matter of fact, Lou Dobbs brought this up with Joe DiNeva and his wife a little earlier on, you know, Lou Dobbs' program. And they said that they believe that the military will be sent by Trump. And we're not talking National Guard. We're talking about American Army troops.
Wow. I believe Trump tweeted something or said something at the press conference or whatever, you know, when he was leaving to go to Dallas or Houston, wherever it was, and said something about that he was going to use the military. So I would assume that confirms this report. And he also made mention, if I heard it right, that ISIS was embedded.
Yeah, there is some reports I've been catching from international news that have been popping up that in Guatemala, some of the people trying to move through in these crowds were stopped, and at least 100 or more turned out to be ISIS fighters. So they are embedded, and of course, Trump, as you talked about, he was also on that quick briefing that he gave as he is going to the helicopter, which is in Texas tonight. He said that that those caravans are full of ISIS and MS-13 and every gangbanger you can think of, that they've just filled them with that. And what we're seeing is basically it appears to be eye candy, because we're seeing all these people wall walking, and that's not true. I've seen some of the photographs. There are people, and there's trucks hauling them, big trucks,
yes,
hauling them, buses hauling them. I mean, they're bringing hundreds and thousands, and there's actually two caravans. One thing that on Lou Dobbs they were talking about was the fact that DiNeva said that he believed that, and you know, he's from the I believe it's DOJ, retired from the DOJ. He said that if Congress tries to stop Trump from putting the U.S. military on the physical U.S. border, that he certainly believes that Trump will take the initiative and actually invade or send U.S. troops into Mexico.
Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can now. Boy, you dropped off there.
Where did I
stop?
Are
you still there?
Yeah, can you hear me all right?
Yep, no, I can. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I said that what Joe was talking about was the fact that he believes that Congress and, you know, the system tries to stop Trump from placing military forces on the U.S. border to stop this caravan, or if we call it invasion, that Trump will literally send U.S. forces into Mexico and stop them inside Mexico itself.
All right. Well, He has every right to do it under the Constitution. In fact, he quoted from the Constitution that he has a right and a duty to protect the states from invasion. And this is an invasion. And in my book, it's a military invasion. And just because they're wearing civilian clothes and there's women and children and even babies involved in this, this is exactly what they do so that all the snowflakes out there, bleeding heart liberals, oh, you can't stop them. We got to have a heart. We got to do this. Well, this is exactly how people need to really read their scriptures. They need to read their prophecies. If you think that stopping these people is a bad idea, you should read what God does to the citizens of the United States. I'm telling you, it's horrific. You don't take the blessings of the Lord Jesus Christ and turn your back on him and do what we have done. We're going to pay a price for this. And I think this is part of that price. How all this is going to play out, I have no idea. I'm watching to see if martial law may be declared. And here's the key as to who's who. When they declare, or if martial law is declared, if you hear the phrase, we have to do this through the emergency, but as soon as the emergency's over, we will then rescind all the martial law and your freedoms will be given back. If you hear that, no matter how they word it, you have been lied to. They have no intentions of bringing this back at all, ever. This is all part of the New World Order. Been talking about this for the last almost 30 years now, warning people about it. On deaf ears, obviously, but except for the few, the real Christians out there. But what do you think, Larry? I think this is what the ultimate plan will be, would be martial law, don't you? To restore law and order.
Yeah, here's a couple of things. Number one, if people will just remember some videos that were recently released about groups that were moving into Texas, I believe, or Arizona also, I think. They were armed. These guys were wearing fatigues. They were armed with weapons, machine guns.
Yep.
And they were coming across with backpacks. And we've been getting warned. You know, Dan Gordon wrote a book about this kind of invasion and warned people. And then, where did his book go? I don't know. But, he tried to warn. And there's something else. I remember Red Elk indicating that they would come up through Mexico,
yes,
and invade the U.S. He warned about that. And then on the other hand, too, I'll remind people, years ago, there was a communist plan and enough munitions and weapons stored in Mexico for an invasion of the United States. And just because the Lord himself sent a hurricane backwards and it destroyed all of this, people found out about it. But now, down the time, we're in the snowflake age where they have no memory, Stuart. That's the danger.
I know. Yeah, it's incredibly sad to watch. And you can't, people just roll their eyes. You go to your neighbor and say, hey, you better get prepared. They just roll their eyes and think, oh, you're one of them. However, when the trouble hits, they'll be over begging for food or steal it or kill you to get it. So that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with fallen human nature. And more and more, I believe, because of the rhetoric about martial law and how we are to obey all of our government edicts, even if it means going to a FEMA camp, you are to do that. And they're distorting Romans chapter 13 greatly to accomplish that, but that's what's going on. And because we're seeing more and more articles, even from Sartre Fall, about obey your government, I'm beginning to think that this is exactly, we've been scammed. And this is a setup. These people know human nature. and they exploit it. They use religion. They use whatever they can to accomplish their goal of a one world order under Satan. And that's what the goal is. They're very, very close to making it happen. So what else you got quickly, Larry?
Well, there is also information coming out of Israeli News Live being reported that at the same time that Israel is preparing for a ground war against Gaza and moving a lot of tanks, it appears that if reports are true, Israeli News Live says large amounts of military hardware are being built up in Norway at a location so-called the Trident Juncture. So apparently we are really moving in preparation for trouble with Russia.
Yeah. Yeah, we're headed to World War III, folks. I can't tell you exactly when it's going to occur, but we are coming up on the end of 2018, which, as I've said before, ends all the timelines and numbers that the Lord has always used before to accomplish his goals. Seems odd that he wouldn't use them this time with everything that's going on. However, who knows? One other thing here, U.S. sends a curious strike group, and this is what Larry was referring to, above the Arctic Circle for the first time in 30 years. Now, we have been reading about our troops and equipment, military assets being moved to Norway, and Larry's absolutely right. This has something to do with a Russian invasion. And we're on the verge of things, and Putin lately has been making comments about this, that the Russians will go to heaven, but the American people will go to hell. And he's referring to a nuclear war. Now, he's warned about that before. Any more news before we close on the Crown Prince? That one, their story is totally false. I can't imagine how anyone could believe it.
Well, the latest I've heard on that is I think the Crown Prince is supposed to give a speech, and a lot of people are worried about an assassination attempt on him and also a false flag to kick off more trouble in the Middle East. And at the same time, there was a report came out that Canada apparently has done a betrayal of the U.S. They're not really wanting the news out, but apparently Canada has been setting up listening devices off at the East Coast for the Chinese to watch our marine fleets.
Yeah. I read a report from a guy. He was a Royal Canadian Mounted Police. He'd done a research on China's infiltration into Canada. It was amazing. One last thing, covert intelligence, 40,000 Mexico is forming up to join U.S. invasion. Any more news on that? True, false? Nobody knows?
Don't really know, but appears to be a big plan underway to make this a really big deal. They are saying now, possibly, that because of Trump possibly about to move military equipment down into Texas and other areas of the border, that they may try to do a surge and cross over into California. They think it'll be easier there to push through.
Wow. Well, I guess we hang on to our hats, ride through the storm, and hope the Lord is with everyone. And if you're obedient to the Lord, he will. He says he will protect his own. So the time has come to get off the fence anyway, and either get hot for the Lord or get cold for the Lord. He said, I would you rather be hot or cold. I don't like it that you're lukewarm. He'd rather you be his enemy and make it plainly stated than to be lukewarm. But he does tell you to get hot, repent, and anyway, hopefully that's what people do. Anyway, we're going to close down here, and Larry and I will definitely bring you any updates that come along as they happen. Thanks a lot, Larry, for sharing your insights on this, and we'll be on as need arises. Anyway, check our email and check our websites, because we are being shadow banned. Anyway, thanks a lot for listening. Take care. Night.